Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue being with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Jim Catrucci is here. Jim is a 16-year member of our Brain Trust. He's a transition management expert. He's the author of Personal Brilliance, which we helped him launch on his show back in the day. And he's our good friend Jim Catrucci. Welcome back.
Hi, Jim. It's great to be with you, of course, as
good
always.
Good to have you back, as always, Jim. So who was it said, if you want to keep doing something right, keep up with the numbers? I'm trying to remember the quote about how to – one of the great management gurus, I'm misquoting him horribly, but if you want
to – If you wanted to count it.
Yeah. Well, if you
want – You know, what you count – Yeah, something
yeah,
like that.
Yeah,
exactly.
What you measure gets done, or something. I've forgotten the word. But
there
point,
you go.
The whole
yeah.
The bottom line of what we're messing up here, folks, is numbers, and numbers are power. And you know, I talk about all the time on the show, Jim, about how when I learned how to project cash, when I learned how to understand my business through projecting cash, my world got a lot easier. It's all about the numbers. You know, you got to serve the humans. You got to have the human factor. But if you're not managing the metrics of your company, then you're not going to make it. And of course, what you and I are going to talk about today is how to get a little bit more granular with the metrics inside your company. Tell us what you mean.
Well, Jim, I think we're good at counting. We got that message from whoever that guru was, right? And we have an entire industry around counting things. There's software, you know, there's jobs, there's business analyst jobs that actually do
right.
this counting for us. We have stats and metrics and dashboards all over the place. Here's one thing, though, that I'd like to throw out that I think is probably the number one failure in this whole arena of business metrics that I see with my clients. It's easy to forget that what we're interested in are the outcomes. The mm-hmm. outcomes are what's important, and that's where we should have our focus. And so when we are counting things
I know that seems intuitive, but when you say outcome, mm-hmm. Define that for us.
Right. So when we're building something, let's say a part of our product, what we want is not necessarily the product piece. What we want is the customer having the outcome with our product.
Right.
So the things that we're measuring should be about that outcome that we want. If we're trying to, if we have a business objective to increase revenue in the Pacific Northwest,
right.
We're going to count things like how many calls we make to customers, but what we want to do is make sure those metrics are geared towards the outcome
that we want, which is
that increased revenue, that increased
And that's
business.
The reason why I wanted you to define it on all the way out, because some people, depending on what you do in the company, your outcome might not be the same thing as the outcome of the person whose desk the buck stops. For example, if you've got a sales organization, if you've got a sales training team, and their job is just to train salespeople, that shouldn't be their outcome. Their outcome should be to train salespeople who not only sell to customers, but who are successful for a long term. And I've seen this where the internal organization, their outcome was to do X, but the truth is the company didn't benefit it until it turns into Y. Y was the real outcome. That's what you're talking about.
Exactly right. And this gets to the heart, Jim, of my new leadership normal formula, 90-10 to 60-40. This is like the pure example of what we're talking about.
Right.
Should we explain that?
Yes.
Remind people about that? We've talked
ahead.
About it before.
Go ahead.
90-10, 90% of your being is spent running your department. and 10% is thinking about the big picture in the overall company. And most people tell me that I'm being generous. It's more like 99-1 for most division managers, department managers. What we're trying to do is get to 60-40. 60% of your being focused on your department and 40% on the overall big picture. Mm-hmm. That's a massive change that we're introducing
so
to business when we bring that formula into place.
Could we use process? Could we use that word? 60% is focusing on your team's processes, and 40% is focused on what your process result contributes to the company.
Right. And what's implied here is that we're going to cross the boundaries of our organization. So that gets us back to metrics. I mean, 60-40 is about crossing those boundaries. And so when we talk about those metrics, so many of the metrics we build for our business are 90-10 oriented
right.
metrics. They're focused on how the process works or how the department works, regardless of the other departments and what's mm-hmm. downstream or upstream from you, so that we're thinking more about the department and less about the company and the outcome that we're so interested in from the metric standpoint.
Right.
We make that mistake pretty regularly.
And in the process of that, by definition, you break down silos, right?
Yeah, I'm not a proponent of eliminating silos, but I think we should be very good at crossing the boundaries of the
right.
silos.
And
marketing should be marketing and sales should be sales. But
I shouldn't have said break them
yeah,
down,
yeah,
but at least
you.
Lower the shields.
Yes, yeah, and be able to talk in terms of what's good for the overall, and we make different choices as a result. We definitely do things differently, and I know we'll have a break, but we can share some examples for my clients in a bit about how that works and what kind of an impact that has at a transactional level.
So
yeah.
what we're talking
about,
important. Folks, what we're talking about is looking at the internal operations. So let's say that every one of your teams, your groups, your accounting, your purchasing, delivery, whatever – whatever division it is, they've got their product that they're supposed to deliver to the company to deliver ultimately to customers. What Jim is talking about is 60% of their time would be focused on that, but more percent, maybe 40%, but at least more than they're doing now, would be focused on what does that product really do? Is it really contributing to the ultimate, the true goal? The outcome, as he calls it, of the company, which is directly connected to the customer. 20 after, right back with Jim Cantarucci. We're going to talk more about this after the break. Stay with us. I'm Jim Blassendale.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.